And he wants you to draw a picture of it, but if you don't want to.
Well, it ain't metal one, but see, I can't see how it can do anything like that.
When you talk about a rail fence, do you mean something like this? Or are you talking about the kind that goes sort of like that?
Well, I'm going up there, this one kind of like that.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel for water or milk? Just a wooden thing you put milk in or water.
Bucket.
What about a large metal container for water?
Zinc pail.
A heavy iron utensil for frying.
Man.
A heavy iron thing that you fry.
Well, some call them frying pans, some call them skillets, and some call them spires.
At the sink, water comes out of the
faucet.
Mm-hmm. From a barrel, liquid comes out of the.
Barrel of liquid. What? You said the barrel of liquid.
Mm-hmm. Well, like if you're pouring water, like you have a barrel, and you're pouring water out of it.
Yeah.
You know what you call the thing that it comes out of?
The funnel. You talking about to have it down at the bottom and to work it for it to come out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I got called funnel.
In a yard or a garden, the water comes out of what?
Water hole.
What do you call a paper container for groceries?
Paper bag.
A large bag that's loosely woven is called what?
Laundry bag.
Like
you
carry potatoes
in,
things like
that. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Can
you
see that? Let me draw you a bigger one then.
Well, I mean, that's the same thing, a crocus bag, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is, a crocus bag.
Yeah. But I'm going to show, this is another question.
Oh.
I'm not a very good artist either. What do you call an instrument that you blow on that looks kind of like this?
With the harp.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, this one I can't draw.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call an instrument that you blow on that looks kind of like that?
Blow on, the use off.
Mm-hmm. Let me...